Hello everyone and welcome to this week's Lemons and Hour podcast with me, Gary Jones. Now, I'm breaking away from Leamington for today's podcast because I am travelling to Warwick and I'm visiting Lara Smith, who owns the Smithery along Smith Street in Warwick. Now, Lara's an absolutely fantastic person and the Smithery is a great business which collaborates with loads of different artists to provide a great customer experience, and Lara really thinks about it and she gets the best people in to provide the best product for her customers. Now, it's a three-part interview, so I hope you enjoy it. Now, if you've got a chance to go down to Smithery, do it, and let's hear from part one with Lara and myself. So, if you're in Warwick and you're along Smith Street, I reckon there's one shop you should definitely go down. Actually, there's loads of shops you should go down, but one in particular, and that is the Smithery. And I'm joined with Lara Smith, who is the owner, the manager, the person behind Smithery. So thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Gary.
That's cool. Do you want to tell the listeners of Radio Warwick Show a little bit about the Smithery and a little bit about you?
We started the Smithery about 10 months ago, so okay. We're only brand new to Warwick. We basically jumped at an opportunity. There was a vacant shop, something we always wanted to do. And we wanted a base for local makers and a base to show the work that we do ourselves.
Okay.
And the reason we came up with the name was because it's on Smith Street. My name's Smith, and the Smithery means to make. So,
So
what's where makers.
So what's the kind of ethos behind the Smithery then?
The ethos is sort of learned from doing things like Open Studios, Warwickshire Open Studios, which is where I first got the idea from.
Okay.
A lot of artists have a place that they would, they don't have a place to go when they're not actually doing events like Warwickshire Open Studios. Basically, they work all year just to have one event, and then the rest of the year they don't have anywhere to show their beautiful works of art.
Okay.
So we opened a shop to show everyone what they can do.
Nice. And there's loads of choice here. I'm just looking around.
Artists in the shop at the moment. Soon to be increased by another five, I think, which I've picked up from doing the rounds of Warwickshire Open Studios.
Nice. Cool. Well, we'll go into the different products in a bit, but tell us a little bit about you and about your background, because people like to know little bits about people.
I'm Australian. G'day all Australians out there. I've been here for 5 years this time around. Another part of the shop is for me to bring some of the ideas that I learnt while I was whilst in Australia.
Okay.
We have a lot of creativity. We're a country full of creativity and lots of entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. And we sort of have a different way of looking at things. And I just wanted to bring a bit of that to the UK.
Cool. And have you got a kind of a passion for art and retail? You've done it in the past?
I don't have a passion for retail, I have done pop-up shops and market stalls for many, many years. But I'm actually a fashion designer by trade.
Oh, cool.
So
So you're looking at really the artist and the products that they're making.
Yeah. Just had a very strong appreciation for anything handmade. So anything from a blacksmith's work to a woodworker to a leather worker, but all proper traditional crafts rather than sort of things that you would sort of be seen mass produced.
So it's got to have an individual signature for the artist
Awesome. And usually something that you can use, so something that has a purpose rather than just set art that's on the wall. Not that I do have art, but usually they have a purpose, because I think when you appreciate something and you can use it as well every day, it means much more to you.
Cool. No, I like it. What we'll do is we're going to be breaking off in a moment to talk about the individual artists here. I think now's a good time to do it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
If you did want to get on the podcast, all you need to do is contact me through Twitter, search me at Leamington Hour, all one word, and then you'll be able to find us. Connect with us. You can check me on LinkedIn and Facebook as well as Gary Jones. But mainly, let me know about your story. Let me know about your business or event. And we'll get it sorted. But I would love to have you on the show. And I would love to hear, promote and connect you with other business owners and help you promote your business or service. Let's rejoin Lara and myself for part two of this brilliant interview. So we've got over 20 artists here at the moment in the Smithery. Let's just talk about a few. So which couple of really kind of are you passionate about and you really like, as well as everybody else?
Yeah.
Not that you got favourites.
No. They're all my favourites, but a few stand out at the moment because of certain things that they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is Ollie, who is a lecturer at Leamington College.
Okay.
But his specialty is wood. And recently he entered his shed, which is an allotment in Leamington, mm-hmm. into Shed of the Year.
Oh, cool.
George Clark's programme. And he's a finalist now, so hopefully at the end of July we'll find out whether he's won or not.
Fingers crossed, yeah.
Yeah. So his work is just pretty incredible.
Mm-hmm.
The timber he uses is from Coombe Valley Park and these few pieces here. So
okay.
It's local timber made by a local guy, and all the pieces are sort of raw in aspect, but still quite polished. So it's quite a unique way of working with things. He does lighting and things like that as well. So he's a particularly good artist.
Oh, nice. Oh, really good look to him. Really good look. It's looking at the kind of storyboard you've got here with the articles. It looks amazing.
Yeah.
It really looks amazing. You've got the curves going on there.
And he's even used washing machine drums as the windows. So he has quite a good philosophy of reusing stuff.
Yeah.
So a lot of the stuff that he's used in the shed has come from somewhere else.
Oh, it's brilliant.
It's recycling, which is what we all need. He's got sinks.
Yeah.
Sinks out the front of pot plants. So,
and
it's on an allotment, so it's a working shed. Yeah. You know?
Seriously, if you're not in Warwick, you've got to come and see you've got to see this. It's brilliant. Yeah. Absolutely.
And we've
got
a very impressive bench in here at the moment, which is quite incredible.
Makes me want to sit down, but I can't, so that's fine. So that's brilliant. So that's the first kind of featured person.
Yep.
Who's your second?
The other one is a very good friend of mine called Charlie Collett.
Okay.
Who has a blacksmith shop in the Cotswolds, and mm-hmm. it's from the 1860s, so it's been passed down the family through many generations.
Yeah.
But instead of doing companion sets and the general fire things that most blacksmiths would do, Charlie's ventured into Star Wars.
Yes.
And he makes things like X-Wing fighters and TIE fighters and Millennium Falcons. He does lighting shades of the desks of the Death Star. He does desk stars, which are little globe-shaped Death Stars,
yeah.
which are brilliant. And then his piece de resistance is his Darth Vader, which I don't actually have in the shop at the moment.
Okay.
We've sold them, but it's Darth Vader's head, and you can actually build a fire in it.
That's just so cool.
And it glows through his mask. It is pretty incredible.
Yeah, that's cool. I'm guessing that there's pictures on the website, or is there a website that people
Facebook,
can get to
Facebook, we've got
it?
Quite a lot of photos of Charlie's work, just because he's such a clever man, and we love to promote him. So. He also does a lot of custom things, so another area we work in is our lighting, and he does a lot of fixtures for the lighting, so he'll make bars and things for the lights. He also does custom tables. We're doing some bench seating for a couple at the moment that want a particular size to fit in their kitchen, because it's not typical. And he's just fitted out Dough and Brew up in the High Street,
he's
done all of their fit out, and you do have a look because it's pretty incredible.
Yeah, no, I've heard some good stuff about Dough and Brew, because it's literally just open.
He's been working all hours to get it done, but yeah, it's really impressive.
Cool. I've met Charlie at a networking event, I believe probably about a month ago now.
Yeah,
and he's a character. He's an absolute character. Yeah. I love him. He's brilliant.
He's a proper English gent with mutton chops and all.
Yes, I'm very jealous of the mutton chops.
If you thought of an image of a blacksmith, Charlie is definitely it.
And he will be on the show at some point in time.
You definitely
next time
need
he's around here,
he'll
definitely be on.
Yeah.
Brilliant. So you've got Ollie, you've got Charlie. Is there one more, did you say, that you really like?
Yep, we were going to talk about...
Was it...
Oh, Sandra's art.
Sandra's with
Snow Art. Sandra works in all sorts of materials. She works in wood, cement, plaster, ceramics, and she creates these amazing tiles which sort of fit, have a sort of a system where you sort of click them into place on the back, so you can actually have a wall-mounted plaque, which can be... Well, we've got some in here that are just single, but it can go up to as big as you want, really.
Mm.
So it's a really creative system of showing different pieces of art. but the one in the corner in particular is cement with glass, sort of glass, cut glass in it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so, and that one is suitable for outside, so.
Yeah, I'm just going to go over and have a look. Obviously, you can't see this on radio, which is going to be, but you can, yeah, yeah, looking at it really closely, you can see the brown glass.
Yeah.
There's blue as well in there. Yeah. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Yes, I know Kirk Pickstone, who's part of Small Art. Smart. I can never pronounce it right. But he's been on the show talking about Warwickshire Open Studios. But the detail in it is great. The different colours on this one is absolutely brilliant.
This one is one of my favourite because it is actually just plaster. But she's painted it to look like bronze. So it's actually...
I thought it was bronze.
Exactly, yeah. So it's very, very clever.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
And... so we focused on just three now, but there's loads of other products here. So do you just want to give an overview about what else we've got here?
Yeah, we have everything from, as I said, we try and have things that are working products. So we have chopping boards, we have bowls, sunglass cases, wallets, all sorts of things, clocks.
Yeah, there's bank leather bracelets as well.
People can wear. So we try and make sure that we've got things that are useful as well as art on your wall.
There's an area over there because I'm a cyclist. I can see bikes, and that's attracting me. So is this a blokes kind
new,
of section?
Well, no, these are some new products that we've got, which are all handmade in the UK.
Okay.
The gin and tonic. Do you like gin and tonic? Passion to that.
I'm personally not a fan.
I think you should have smell though.
Oh, that smells like gin and tonic though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we have bubble bath in gin and tonic.
Okay, yeah.
We have real ale bubble bath for men in a beer bottle.
Okay, yeah.
And scrumpy. And then we have a cycling range. So for cyclist muscle rub and hack wax.
Wow, okay.
Intensive nourishing cream.
Not just moisturising.
I'm not sure where you put that,
nourishing.
But yeah.
Yeah. Brilliant.
But yeah, if we are getting any products in, we do try and get them UK, Europe, so we try and keep our products sort of local as much as we can.
Cool.
But sometimes we see things and we think, well, we've got to just show the public that because it's fascinating.
Yeah, and then you've got a whole kind of superhero Marvel kind of picture range.
I have two boys, so I kind of... I kind of get a few things in that would suit boys because we're opposite Aspire, lovely girly shop across the road. So we want to counterbalance that and have a few boy things in here as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the theme at the moment was lots of Lego things. We've also got some brick magazines.
Okay.
Which are from a guy that started a magazine in the UK talking about Lego. And
cool.
It was on a documentary just recently on TV.
Nice.
Yeah, so we met him and said, can we have some of your magazines? And that's how they got here.
Brilliant. There's just
so we like promoting. Mix. Yeah, we just like promoting people. If we meet someone and they've got an interesting product, we'll love to promote them. So if anyone out there, come and see us and we'll happily have a look.
Brilliant. And did you say you chose, there's five more people coming in?
Yeah, five more artists.
Did you meet them in
We met them at the Warwickshire Open Studios.
Nice.
Every year when it's on, we go and have a wander ourselves and sort of see if we can find new people.
Cool.
So we've got a fascinating artist who does postcard art, which you kind of have to see to sort of believe or work it out, but she gets old postcards and then does a picture around what it said on the back of the postcard.
Oh,
they are fascinating. So she's coming and ceramicist is coming. I think there's another woodworker. So yeah, we've got a few more artists we'll be bringing in.
And how often do these change? So when these artists come in?
Basically, most of them come in and stay.
Okay.
So, I mean, we've got still quite a lot more room in here, so we'll keep filling up. You know, artists don't necessarily keep doing their trade all the time. They have other things in their lives. They're not all full-time artists.
Yeah.
Some of them have to earn money as a living, so, you know, some can only make a certain amount of things in a year.
Yeah.
So we try and help everyone if we can.
Brilliant. That's cool. Well, I think we're going to take a break here, and then we're going to be talking about a couple more little things we do and some of the events that you're going to be helping out to promoting. Is that all right?
Yep.
Okay, guys, we've now got a third part. So this is a three-part interview, and this is the final part with myself and Lara. Okay, so this is part three with Lara Smith at the Smithery, and... every year there's loads of events happening in Warwick, and Warwick Rocks is responsible for a lot of them. But also, I know the retailers down Smith Street are really passionate about developing a culture of shopping here, and there's so much mix of shops down here. You can do that. Is there any events coming up soon? I think there is one in about a week's time, if I remember right. It's a couple of weeks' time.
Yeah, we have the Smith Street Party.
Cool.
Which is on the 23rd of July. And okay. It's an all-day event. And it's sort of working in on the same weekend as the Folk Festival.
Yep.
So we have a lot of extra traffic in Warwick. And we like to make sure that we're having a bit of a party on our street as well.
Cool.
So we close off the street. We have all the traders coming out and selling their food.
Yeah.
We have all the other shops open. I mean, then we also invite other retailers to have market stalls on the street as well.
Nice.
We've got music at one end. We've got a stage right into the late early hours. And then at the other end, we've got Charles Laird, who's got a little stage set up where he's not quite sure what's going to happen yet, but we're going to try and have some acoustic things and a bit of drumming. We'll see Charles Laird's drums out the front. So it should be a good day.
And this is separate to the Folk Festival, is that right?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I always thought they were the same, but they're not.
Yeah, no. We've always had a party, but it's always been around the same time, so we sort of have it on the same day so that everyone can come and enjoy Warwick.
Cool. And I hear you've got a funky idea for a window display during it, is that right?
Yeah. My husband makes beautiful biscuit tin guitars, so as a bit of inspiration to that, we're going to try and do a completely music window.
Nice.
So we're going to get a few more products in that are music orientated. We saw something last night, which I'm hoping, fingers crossed, we can get for our window, which when you see it, you'll just be blown away.
Yeah.
It's a really amazing piece. So
when you were telling me about it, I really want to see it.
I can't tell you now. No. It's a bit of a surprise. But yeah, if we can get hold of it, it will be brilliant.
Cool. If it's all confirmed, because this show, I think it's going to go out a week before or a week or two before the actual party itself. If I can get a picture of it, I can include it on the show notes.
Yes.
If it's all confirmed at that point, because
just have to find out whether it's available or not. So yeah,
it just sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Cool. So that's coming up on 23rd of July.
So all the time, I mean, a lot of retailers on Smith Street try to do the same thing. If there's an event in Warwick, we try and promote it and make sure that the public know about it.
Perfect.
So recently we had the Aviva Women's Cycling Tour coming through.
Came through.
And for doing that, we had our vintage bike in the window showing off all the vintage loveliness of it.
Nice.
And sort of, you know, theme our windows around what's happening in the town. So Victorian evening will be the same. We'll do a Victorian window. But coming up, I think the next event is going to be the Chocolate Festival, which is in November the 6th. So the street's going to be closed for then as well, and we're going to have a chocolate theme.
Nice.
So any chocolate makers out there, come and see me.
I'm sure there's going to be a few knocking on your door.
I mean, it's lovely to be such an independent street that can get involved in all these things. You know, we're not tied to any big corporations, so we're independent and we can enjoy all these lovely things that come to Warwick.
Yeah, and along Smith Street, obviously you know the retail so much better than I do. Can you tell the listeners a little bit about what kind of stores you've got down here? Because there's such a mix.
Some great restaurants. There's a fantastic restaurant behind us that's just open, vegetarian restaurant called Fusca.
Okay.
They're in the cellar, so it's a barrel ceiling cellar.
Nice.
You have to go inside to believe it. It's really lovely. There's Kerry Jam at the end of the street.
Yeah.
And she's an illustrator and has an amazing range of cards. We do sell cards here as well, by the way. But she does have some amazing cards, and she does a lot of promotion for Warwick as well. So she's got illustrations of the castle and St. Mary's and things like that. So if you want sort of souvenirs, she's a good place to go. Aspire is another chain of shops, one in Stratford, one in Solihull.
Yeah.
But they've been here for 12 years, so they're a long-standing Smith Street shop.
Yeah.
Got Bread & Co. down the road, famous for their bread and their cakes. Golden Monkey Tea, which is famous for their tea, which are now stocking Monsoon Coffee.
Okay.
We've got Sean up the road who does beer.
Yeah.
So basically on this street,
Real Ale, isn't it?
Real Ale, yeah.
Yep.
So on this street there is a butcher, a baker, and we've got Charlie who makes candlesticks. So we've got a butcher, baker and a candlestick maker all on one street.
Can't go
wrong. Else can you find that in the UK?
No, you can't. It's great. Absolutely great. And you've only just touched upon just a few, but there's loads. It's just a massive selection.
Yeah.
So
we're very lucky.
It's a brilliant street.
Yeah.
Absolutely brilliant street.
Yeah.
So if someone was going to come down here and visit, how is it to park here, or is there parking just off
the
road?
There's street parking out the front, and the alleyway that runs beside my shop leads to the parking out the back.
Brilliant.
So there is, usually in the day, there's always parking available.
Yeah. Cool. So there's...
I think there is a bit of a misnomer about parking.
Yeah.
But generally, if they either go out on the street at the front or out the back, you'll always find parking.
See, this is why I say it, because I cycle down here and I try to park down the street.
Yeah.
And I know there's a park car park just around the corner.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know about it, though.
And it's hardly used.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
So certain times of the day are a bit heavier than others. School drop-off time in the evening and sort of an end of the day when people start and head into the restaurants is heavy. But during the day, it's fine.
Yeah. No, that's cool. So we've spoke about the different products about at here.
Mm-hmm.
We spoke about a bit about you, about your background, about why you got into it. We spoke about the Smith Street Party, the Chocolate Festival that's coming up. Is there anything else you want to add to it?
Just that, you know, as we develop and as we grow, we're going to try and get more homewares in. We do sell lighting in here.
Yeah.
Our lighting is the shades are hand spun in Birmingham, so it all is still in the handmade ethos that we try and stick to.
Mm-hmm.
They dip the shades themselves, they get them sprayed themselves, so that the colours and the different types you can get are pretty endless.
Mm-hmm.
We do a lot of custom making of things, so we are in touch with people that can do woodwork and metalwork and lighting and all these sorts of things. So if you want to do something in your house, you want some sort of interior specially fitted out for you, we're the place to come.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for your time.
Right. Thank you, Gary.
Yeah. Take care.
Bye.
Thank you so much, Lara. What a great place you have, and I'm so glad I went down to visit. Now, obviously, because this is a pre-recorded podcast, the collections might be different in Smithery, but still go down, check it out. It's Long Smith Street in Warwick, and it's a fantastic place, and there's so many local events that they support and Lara promotes. So if you do want to get a hold of Lara, just contact the Smithery on Facebook or Twitter. Now, if you have missed this podcast or you want to listen to the actual radio show that it comes from, just visit Radio Warwickshire on Twitter or Facebook. My show's on Monday between 6:30 and 7:30 and Wednesdays between 5 and 6, both in the evenings. Have a great week, everyone. Take care.